If you were watching television last week, it probably didn't escape your notice that Muammar Gaddafi was invited to the United States right after the terrorist that blew up the Lockerbie plane was sent back to Libya because he's dying of whatever. And he may not have been the terrorist that blew up the Lockerbie plane, but fuck it. We're America, and guilty until proven guilty, I think. We go with Confederate law here. You may remember when the bomb went off at the Atlanta Olympics and the poor fat security guard Richard Jewell found it and everybody went, "You did it!" And he was like, "I found it." "Yeah, you knew where it was!" You know. So, Gaddafi was invited to speak at the UN because all bets are fucking off in this day and age. You know this because when Obama gave his State of the Union speech, he was rattling on about healthcare or something, and Joe Wilson, the congressman from the Confederacy, got up and went, Fort Sumter is his district. He got up. "You don't stand the chance of a fiddler's bitch at Fredericksburg, sir. With this gold-handled cane, I will pummel you, you copperhead." Obama was giving one of his magnificent speeches. I'm led to understand by the Huffington Post that he's the greatest orator that ever lived, notwithstanding the fact that he's not. And like listening to an economics professor, that's what listening to Obama is like, except he throws his head to the side in that fantastic Mussolini pose to indicate that you are less than him. And he was giving the speech and he went, "Healthcare, blah, blah, blah." And Joe Wilson jumped up and went, "You lie!" Look, we're at the kindergarten level of discourse now. People are jumping up during speeches that the president's giving and yelling, "You lie," and shit. Apparently also, he's a fraidy cat, is my understanding. So Gaddafi came in the kickiest cocoa-colored dashiki I have ever fucking experienced. Seriously, not since the movie Mahogany have I rocked to a cocoa-colored dashiki, and he had a little fucking awesome hat on, and he has a dazzling variety of outfits. Sometimes it's the military, you know, the Michael Jackson Dictator of Pervtopia outfit with the shades and the epaulets and a giant thing of Africa and a picture of his family that's an entire photo with a frame and shit. He's playing by rules we don't even begin to fucking comprehend, man. I mean, really? You can wear a whole portrait on your chest and stuff with epaulets and double and a doublet and whatnot. And then sometimes he goes the Africa way with a dashiki or whatever, or just like hammer harem pants and like a purple thing on top and whatever. So he was rattling on like the coherent individual that he is. And he said that he wished Obama would be president for life. And, you know, I don't think there's anything that a president who's on the shaky ass ground that Obama's on right now wants more than a recommendation from a guy wearing a cocoa-colored dashiki who's clearly taken leave of his senses like when Reagan bombed his house in 88. Okay, it was 84. The point is this. We let Ahmadinejad speak at the United Nations, the Prime Minister of Iran, and he has been sexing us up with his casual disco style so hard ever since he got elected. Ahmadinejad dresses like everyone going to a Dane Cook show, right? Untucked shirt, no tie, facial hair, rape engraved in the eyes. Like a medieval bronze etching, just fucking engraved in the eyes. Rape is there. And abortion, if you're Laura. And he had the temerity to get up in this country and go, "Your country is different than my country. In my country, we don't have gays like you do here." Wait, whoa, 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 Prez. Let me rock you on something here. Have you been to fucking Westwood lately, okay? This is your country, bitch. I don't know if you're aware of how many fucking Iranians live here, but this is fucking Persia and shit. They spent the 80s playing backgammon and giving girls coke to get a fucking teabag, okay? And now they've peopled the entirety of UCLA, and you have the temerity to stand there and say there are no gays in your country? Let me explain something to you, President Ahmadinejad. The Greeks invaded your country some 2,500 years ago. Certainly, you tasted man love at the end of a fucking javelin, all right? There was boy action, is what I'm guessing. When Alexander's troops got there, the Iranians went, really? They're awesome. There was no fighting, all right? Look at their tunics. They're so short. Those powerful thighs and the gladiator sandals are fucking rocking me. I don't know if you saw 300, but it's a fictitious movie. They didn't fight each other. They fucking went, girl. That was the whole of the battle between the Persians and the Greeks, all right? They invented homosexuality and they exported it. First of all, let me explain something. Your country, Iran, invented dessert and fucking poetry. And you're telling me there's no queers? 3,000 years ago in Persepolis, someone didn't go, this Shiraz isn't ready yet.